go circle round the car, finish off your passenger, then we speed off, puffing on lavender. That perp hit different after a murder. I spent 800, I'm keeping my burner, and I got shooters, but this one personal, so personal. I'm in the cup by tropical, whoever with you, they feeling my arsenal. Mention my son, and your side go a gun. This type of smoke will blow out your lungs. I got no friends, much less respect. When my shooters, they ready to go and get some. Be a match, I hope you die in a pool of blood and shell casings you lie. You 45, and a waste of time. Say my name again, and that's your life.
Yeah, this is Daniel Promotes. You're tuning in to another episode of Daniel's Basement Podcast. Again, you can find my exclusive promotions, episodes of Daniel's Basement on YouTube. Just Google Daniel's Basement or Daniel Promotes. You could go on YouTube and just search Daniel's Basement or Daniel Promotes. And you can see all that exclusive work that your man be working on. So today's episode of this podcast, I want to talk about friends that, fake friends that try to bring you back because they're not it. They don't have it. And it's a shame that you have people that will try to tell you and talk to you about something that is way beneath you, way past your level. And at that, it could lead into people dying. People can be killed. People can be murdered behind this. And this person, this friend, who's not a friend, he just wants to see chaos and mayhem because nobody wants to pay attention to him. Listen, people like that, don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. If they bother you, listen, if I get bothered, right, and I'm explicitly saying, don't call me, don't contact me, you get the hint. And you keep bothering me, and you happen to get your head cracked. That has nothing to do with me, because I've already told you to leave me the fuck alone. So what do you want? You want me to jump out of character and do something to you or have something done to you? That's what you're looking for? Like, I don't understand why people be begging to be touched. Like, it's okay to dare somebody to kill you. That person don't like you. He don't want to fuck with you. But he's being respectful and leaving you alone. Why the fuck would you want to keep poking at the bear for? Why? Are you gay? Are you a homosexual? Not saying that's a bad thing for gay. Actually, it's a bad thing all around for everybody. Like, why do people like to dare people to kill them? Why do people get jealous of other people? I'm wondering why do people like to fuck with people and then somebody dies and then everybody's like, oh, but why was people testing them? But why? I dealt with this recently where an ex-friend kept talking about this other ex-friend, and I'm like, dude, you, first of all, you're 3 years behind. You're 3 years, like, late on the issue. And then you're trying to dare me to do something that I've already went to numerous people, unless these people don't have no standing, unless these OGs aren't really OGs and they're nobodies, but I don't want to believe that because the OGs I know are upright people. And I vouch for this situation that you want to create to happen 3 years ago. 3 years later, and even then, it was a dangerous situation. But here we go. I want to let people know, anybody that gets mad at your point of view, fuck them. Get them the fuck away from you. They're jealous. They're hating. They're not your friends. They're against you. They want to see you die. They want to see something bad happen to you. Get them the fuck away from you. If you tell somebody, hey, yo, I don't like this. I don't like when you say that. And they keep saying it. Get them the fuck away from you. Don't speak to them no more. If someone is trying to use you to cover up for their bullshit, like, Maybe the streets is talking about their reputation and they're trying to use you to put in front and have you and another person who's a lame kill each other so it could cover up they should get them the fuck away from you. Get them the fuck away from you. See, I live in a world where it's all about energy. And if your energy in any little bit, 1% is negative towards me, you can't be around me. I can't associate with you. Like, I will not associate with you. I will not carry a conversation with you. I will not be cool with you. I just, you do you over there and stay over there. Stay over there. That's how I operate. I do not fuck with anybody that doesn't have my best interest in mind. Matlock, how is that in any way funny? In any way whack or lame? So you have people out here in the world. It's crazy because I'm 31 years old and I'm learning about the world as I move along and reach different levels. I'm learning around the world. And it's crazy. So it's okay to be fake and not be genuine with people in this world. It's okay to be fake. Like, all the fake people get love because they're fake. But the real people that keep to themselves, that don't bother nobody, that do them the right way. Hold up. I'm gonna put this out there. I'm from the South End. In my neighborhood, it's like I have a generation, or my generation, don't fuck with me. But they'll favor people that done tried to pimp their relatives. They'll favor people that put guns and drugs in their little cousins and little sisters. They'll favor people that want everybody to freaking crash. They'll favor people that, because they're not successful and nobody wants to give them an opportunity because they're not talented. They want everybody to be just like them and be under them and be everything. They want everything to be of a gang structure when even the gang structure is not even like that. Like, do you understand why I carry myself the way I carry myself, especially in my own neighborhood? See, it's okay to deride certain people, but it's okay to hate on people who are minding their own business. Like, I'm on my own business. So any hate towards me, it's like, nigga, you's a bitch. You's a cocksucker. You's a lame. How you hating on, how in the world can you hate on Daniel? How? Unless you're jealous, you're envious, you have something against Daniel. Then if that's the case, don't call me. Don't contact me. Yes, I'm talking to you, Matlock. Don't contact me. Don't bother me. I'm discovering the power of ignorance and ignoring people. I really am. Like, I don't talk to certain people no more. I don't have any issues no more, or perceived issues. Nobody's bothering me. Nobody got nothing against me. And I'm looking and I'm like, wow, this peaceful time I'm having is a damning conviction on former friendships. Hey, listen, man, this is for everybody, anybody that I choose not to associate with. I'm not going to do life in prison for killing you. I really don't want to kill you. So I don't associate with you. Is there a problem because I don't associate with you? Because that would make you a flaming bitch. You have a problem because Daniel doesn't want to associate with you, you motherfucker. You have a problem with that? And you want Daniel to motherfucking react and put something on you? Really? Number one, I live a very wonderful life. I have a lot of things to live for. I work very hard. And I just refuse to talk to anybody that got any type of issue with me, because your issue is just a jealousy issue. That's all it is. That's really what it is. You're just jealous. And because I don't work for everything, I want to avoid any type of violence for me. That's who I'm really afraid of, is me. I'm just not going to talk to nobody. Nobody from the past, nobody from my neighborhood. I'm not talking to nobody no more. No one can talk to me. Now, anything else is, like, you pressing me or something, then we're going to, you know, it's going to be handled. It's going to be handled. Don't call police. Don't call police. If you're a snitch, please do not approach me. Do not talk to me. I don't want nothing to do with you at all. If you're somebody that will call police because someone shot at you or something, do not come near me. I do not want to associate with you. I'm all set on you. I'm all set on you. I have no comment on nobody. I don't know nothing of anybody. And that's just what it is. If anybody brings up the past around me, I'm going to have you removed. Like really quick, you're just going to be removed from wherever I'm at. Because if I'm somewhere, it's me usually running it. It's me. It's for me. It's not you. So I'm going to have you removed. That's just how we're going to do it. And my main message to people out there is watch your friends. Because your friends are the biggest traitors of all time. Think about it, especially a friend that won't even share or post something for you on Facebook. Especially a friend who won't even support your free app. Especially a friend that has a problem with you not fucking with people who never fucked with you in the first place. Those people should never be allowed around God-body individuals like me. This was Daniel's Basement. Daniel Promotes. And you just listen to a brand new episode. This is Daniel Promotes.